right, we are live. Yes. Episode 69. I'm sorry, a little bit late, of course. And we have a great show. It was coming from Kennesaw. Dropping off some family members to skating, of course. Thought I could make it back. I thought John's computer could do the live, of course, through his laptop. But plus, we have some technical difficulties on top of that. But sometimes, you know, driving and rainy and some family's going to have some fun. You know what I'm saying? You thought you could get stuff done. I had a better chance because the show started in Florida when I went to Florida on the spur of the moment in July. Yeah. The show went great on time, you know? But when I'm too close to home, when I'm late, I can't get the show started. But anyway, I'm texting people as I'm going on and telling the show's on, of course. So this is a great show, of course. John, how you doing, John? Rich Productions. You glad to be here, John? No. Now, honest truth, though. Nah, that is his honest truth. Okay. And we have Walker, of course. Welcome back to the Derek Shapiro Show. You want to show your face on camera? There's Walker. Yes. And we have Cindy A. from Hush. And, of course, now, I promoted Hush at 8 o'clock, okay? The rebroadcast from last Sunday, right? So this show's going to go past 8 o'clock. So people are going to be either seeing Hush or, but it's going to be up anyway. You know what I'm saying? So you could wait till the show ends and watch Hush Gossip Show on gossipradiotv.com under the Hush, you know? So, and then of course, we're going to start off with the first segment, Dan the Man with the Plan. Then we have Ben Still on the show. We have Adila Bonds coming back. We have Brenda Wood from 11 Live, NBC. I want to give a shout out to a few people too today. That's going to be coming up after Dan the Man with the Plan, the scientific plan. This is a 10-minute segment, okay? So he's from Rhode Island. This is his third installment from the floods from Noah and the Ark. So listen to this. This is very funny, okay? If you think this is a waste of time, well, complain to Dan the Man with the Plan. I'll send you his personal phone number. No, I'm kidding. No. Okay. But anyway, listen to this. This is a funny segment, okay? Then we'll go into the Jay Punk song, right? After that. But here's Dan the Man with the Plan. Here, lose yourself the Derek Shapiro Show.
Dan the Man with a Scientific Plan. Let's see. Okay, Dan the Man with a scientific plan.
Oh, Derek.
Dan the Man with the scientific plan. Lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. How you doing tonight?
I am doing quite well, Derek. How are you doing?
Great. Can you say great?
You set me up for that one, Derek.
Yes. So, Dan the Man with the scientific plan, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
And you're on the same show as Adila Bonds. You know Adila Bonds?
Not really, actually, Derek.
She was on Roseanne.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yes, and
do you know her.
You know Ben Stiller?
Yes.
You're on the same show as Benjamin Stiller.
Wow, Needle Mosquito, man. This is cool.
Well, also, I mean, Ben Stiller was that movie, Zoolander.
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
But we're discussing tonight's episode, a little bit later on the show. We're talking with Ben Stiller about Tower Heist with Eddie Murphy. Comes out on DVD.
Uh-huh.
So, Dan the Man with the Plan, before we get to Adila Bonds and Ben Stiller, this is the third installment of Noah and the Ark. Is that correct?
This is the third part of a discourse on the flood of Noah. I don't really get into the arc much. I did give the dimensions of it in one of my prior, parts, but trying to convey some of the evidence that we see all around us of the actual flood, since we don't have pieces of Noah's Ark, which do exist, but they're hard to access because they're in a glacier on Mount Ararat floating around. Supposedly the CIA had shown pictures of it. It's not very good resolution, but what they believe
Okay, well, Dan, the man with the plan, it's all yours. And by the way, before you start, how many buckets do we need for this flood conversation?
Not sure about that one, Derek.
Should I get my my boots on for this?
Bad connection. I thought you said something about a futon.
No. Should I get my boots on for this?
No, you're pretty safe right now.
Should I get my flood jacket?
No, you don't need it. You know why? Because God said he's not going to flood the world a second time.
So I don't have to get a life preserver for this, right?
It's already a done deal.
So I don't have to get a life preserver for this, right?
Nope, you don't. You're okay. Safe, man.
Okay, Dan the Man with a Scientific Plan. Go ahead here. I lose this out with the Derek Shapiro Show!
Okay, Derek, this is part three, as we said, of the account of Noah's Flood. And tonight, I'm just basically contrasting two different standpoints that people take in interpreting the geology of the planet. One is called Uniform Itarianism, and the other one is Catastrophism.
God bless you.
So basically, what they mean, many atheists cling to the Uniform Itarianism, which basically means that the changes in the Earth's surface of the past were caused by the same type of gradual processes that we observe in the world today. However, there is a lot of evidence in the geology of the planet that catastrophe of several types have struck the ancient world, and some of these are possibly more than one or at least one impact of a comet, at least one ice age, and also there's a lot of evidence for the global flood described in the account involving Noah in Genesis. So now, in the past 25 years, I've heard atheists admit to what they call localized floods in an attempt to explain a lot of the evidence that they see of what I would call universal flooding, which is what the biblical account was, and during a period that stretches from, according to them, from 6,000 to 11,000 years ago, there's evidence of a lot of localized floods. And some of these regions are in the region of the Black Sea, Central North America, and an underwater Indian cave found in Florida. Ironically, this is also the time period that Atlantis mysteriously disappeared, and we don't know if that's myth or not. But when compared to the long periods of time needed for evolution to occur, 10,000 years is right on the order of magnitude for Noah's flood. In other words, it's very recent in our history. Perhaps carbon dating during or prior to the flood is unreliable because isotopes were dispersed by the flood, so everything seems older than 4,500 years, which is the time period that the Bible dates the flood of Noah. Now, and I just want to give a quick illustration of that. If you threw styrofoam balls out on the lawn in front of your building, and then I flooded the earth, and then when all the water dried up like a year later, what would the odds be that those styrofoam balls would be anywhere near your front lawn? One may have drifted as far as Australia, one may have drifted to Antarctica, one may have drifted to India because of the different ocean currents and everything. And so, so this is why I'm saying like carbon 13 isotopes were pushed around a lot during the flood, and so carbon dating, in my opinion, is not reliable prior to the flood, or if you're dating the time period during the flood, but after the flood, it's pretty accurate because things didn't get pushed around like that after the flood. So, in my mind, I ask the following question: what is the difference between several localized floods occurring on different continents, or one great flood covering what once was the supercontinent of Pangaea before it started to break up? In the Bible, it says in the time of Peleg, the earth was divided. It was beginning to break up after the flood of Noah. And Peleg came from the Hebrew word Peleg, which means to split or divide. And Peleg's parents, named him based on what they were witnessing in the world around them. This was not uncommon in biblical times. So according to the scriptures, God's reminder to mankind that he would never flood the earth again was the sign of the rainbow. And this was not just some nice bedtime story for children with a make-believe explanation for the origin of rainbows, but the world of old simply did not contain them, because prior to the flood of Noah, it had not rained on the earth. And I addressed this in one of the other parts that I discussed already, that there was a vapor canopy in the upper atmosphere, which the Bible describes. It says that the Lord separated the waters from above the firmament from the waters below the firmament, and that's what became the sky. So in other words, there was water in the upper atmosphere, a canopy that made the earth like a big greenhouse, and that collapsed during the flood of Noah. But most of the water did not come from the sky anyway. It came from under the earth, and I discussed in one of my previous sections that they discovered recently body of water the size of the Antarctic Ocean in Asia.
Wow.
Under the ground. So there's plenty of water even now on the earth that could flood the earth again if God chose to do that, but he said he's not gonna.
Wow.
So basically that's part three of the flood of Noah, and the last part contains more of geological evidence.
And that's next month. Okay. Well, Dan, the man of the plan, you know, by the way, I have to say something. I have a great idea. You know how you set up the balls showing up in different parts of the world?
Yes.
Well, if you could do me a favor, I'll do you a favor. I will send you a message on a styrofoam ball. I'll put it in the Atlantic Ocean in Savannah, 4 hours away from where I live in Atlanta. And hopefully I will get to you at the beach in Rhode Island.
I'll be watching for it.
Okay, you'll be doing that.
Send it to Musquamic at Beach. That was my favorite one that I visited when I was young.
No. This is going to be Narragansett, okay?
Fair enough. I'm open-minded to new beaches. I haven't...
Nude beaches?
N-E-W.
Okay. Well, I do thank you very much, Dan the Man with a Scientific Plan. My God, I did not fall asleep this time. I dozed off a little bit, but don't worry. But anyway, thank you very much, Dan the Man with the Scientific Plan. I'll speak to you next month, okay?
All right, sounds great. Take care, Derek.
Don't do anything I don't do now, okay?
I'll try to refrain myself.
And I will certainly not do anything that you do, okay?
Fair enough.
Okay, you take it easy.
Okay, you too. Take care, Derek.
So, wait, it's safe to put my pants back on now, right?
I'm going to call Mark.
Wait, is it safe to put my pants... By the way, is it safe to put my pants back on now?
You lost me again, man.
I lost myself, too. All right, take it easy, my friend.
All right, that was Dan the Man with the Scientific Plane. Did you fall asleep for that segment or what? Dan, I love you, Dan. You know what I'm saying? I love you more than my folks, okay? Dan the Man with the Scientific Plane, I'm telling you. I don't even need to know any science for that. You know what I'm saying? He tells me all I need to know, you know? But great for that segment, Dan. I'm going to see you pretty soon when I move back to Boston, of course. So, Dan, look out. We're going to, you know, double team Mark, Malevolent Sneaker Tooth, who's been on the show a lot, you know? He's a musician, you know? And when me and Dan get together with Mark, Mark looks more old because we give him gray hair, I'm telling you. So, of course, we have Quest in the studio, of course. I'm going to interview him shortly. We have Cindy A., of course, of Hush, and I'm recording her afterwards for the Sunday show, of course. And we're going to play the first song for the month of, it's the month of November and December, because we had the Best of Show last month. So this is J Punk featuring Murph, who's still here. Here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show. Then we'll go with the Pastor Margaret Samu from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Well, actually, no, we'll go with you before Pastor Samu, because you've been waiting for long patient. This is a great instrument. So we'll go with you next, then Pastor Margaret Samu. But here's J Punk featuring Murph. We're still here. Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show.
Still here. gone nowhere. Told y'all I'm still here, I ain't going nowhere. In this game for my share, showing no fear. Vision so clear, oh yeah. Did I mention this is my air? Testing don't dare, cause you know I don't care. Saying me winning is no fair, so yeah. My flow so rare, so put the CD in, let it blare through the speaker for the whole year. Told y'all I'm still here, even though I never left. Used to wanna be the best, now I just wanna be better than all the rest. Fulfilling my mission, reaching my quest. And this flow is just to get it all for the chest, yes. Jay still here. Gone nowhere. Jay's still here. Gone nowhere. Told y'all Jay's still here. Ain't gone nowhere. Told y'all Jay's still here. I ain't gone nowhere. Come on, man. Why would I leave? No matter how much y'all need, I'ma spit long as I can breathe. Please believe these demons unleashed with ease. Thoughts of being a beast on beats, always fighting cause I'm a fiend for beef. I write my life, I'm causing friction. You write your life, I call it fiction. I'm not that old, but little dude should listen. Cause I stayed down the head, jaw crack like a Jap from Sonny Liston. All I'm saying is, I ain't playing, kid. Before you come at me, remember who you playing with. Cause chitter chatter really don't matter when someone's brain splatter. Over who's a better rapper? Well, I'm back in the game, next chapter. I guess it's not the stress, it's the number one spot I'm after. See, a lot of y'all wanna see me fail. Waiting for me to exhale, for me to put the white flag up and set sail. But I'ma be here long as I can get bail. Told you I'm back, of course. Coming strong in the game, full force. Take it straight to the beat source. No point of tech, no mercy, no remorse. I hear you talking like I just left my spot up for grabs. But face to face and sew it up, J all that. But when I make it, I'ma feed y'all straps. Yeah, J still here. Gone nowhere. J's feed y'all nowhere. J's still here. I ain't gone nowhere. Told y'all J's still here. It's a new day, I mean like I woke up to a million bucks in a suitcase. I stayed one-sided
for okay, so that was J Punk featuring Murph. Of course, was still here, the number five song for the month of November and December, of course. So J Punk and Murph, you know, you remember we heard Dan the Mayor the playing on the top of the show, of course, right? He's from Rhode Island. And, of course, J Punk and Murph, they're from Rhode Island. So I'm going to be seeing them soon, of course, you know. And J Punk, I'm telling you, he's like a Eminem. You know, he's very controversial, you know what I'm saying? But he's very good, you know. Can't wait to see J Punk again, you know. Maybe he'll get punked by the Derek Shapiro Show. All right. So also, I'm going to give a shout-out to Rashandra in Gainesville. And also her mom, of course, her stepmom up in Gainesville, Georgia, Flowery Branch, actually. Okay, hello out there. And then, of course, let's bring up Walker, our quest. I have a question for you. Get it? Welcome to the show. Now I see over here, come to the camera, you're wearing a sport jacket just like mine. You're wearing a necklace. What does this necklace mean?
Well, I got this necklace at a drum circle from this girl, and I asked her what it meant, and she said, you're just going to have to find out the more you wear it, so I'm still kind of learning for myself.
Really? So that's from your girlfriend?
No, just this girl I met at a drum circle.
Okay, what's a drum circle?
It was in Piedmont Park, and
people played, what do you do, like, in a drum circle?
Oh, it's just kind of just a gathering of drummers, or people that want to play other instruments, and we just share our vibes together, you know, and just
share your vibes together, huh? Yeah. So okay, look, so John, come up for a second. Cindy, come over here for a second. Cindy, John, come up for a second. Let's look. Is this a drum circle? Like, do you all hold hands?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay, let's hold hands.
Yeah,
come on, John.
If you want.
Okay, Cindy, come on.
Okay,
Cindy?
I'm in.
One
okay.
of my hands are full, but
so tell me what's happening in a drum circle like this.
Well, somebody would start making a rhythm, and we would all join together, either with our voices or with an instrument.
So. Really? Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Okay, so how would you do this? Okay, you be at your drum, right, in the drum circle, right?
Right.
Okay, you want to get to work? Okay.
True.
And tell me, what does this machine do?
This is a hoppy drum.
It's what? A heartbeat drum?
Hoppy drum.
Hobby.
Yeah, like happy except with a soft A.
Oh, happy.
Yeah, so basically it's in G minor, and it has 8 notes from high to low, and basically it's... So once you just get acquainted with the range of the notes, you just make different combinations and different rhythms, and
really?
You can do chords on it. And
it's spelled H-A-P-I, huh?
Yes.
Well, that's awesome. So, can I try to do it?
Yeah, sure. That's not bad. You just have to be a little loose, like, yeah. The more loose you are, the more it'll come out.
Wait. Lose yourself with the dervish approach. Right. This is my jacket, you know what I'm saying? All right. So be more loose.
Right. But still, you know, still hit it with some conviction at the same time. Yeah. That's good.
Really?
Yeah, it's coming out.
Maybe I'll record a CD over here, Rich Productions. Be a musician, right?
Right on, man.
We should do a duet together.
Let's do it.
All right, I'll let you get to work. What's one song that you can play live over here? Then we'll play a CD, right?
Right.
Okay.
I guess a song I would like to play live is called Love Energy.
Love Energy. You know what I want to do? Right after we play this CD, I'm going to go right into the Magra Samu interview, okay?
Right.
Because a pastor from the church will go right after your music, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Nathan Soothe. And, you know, and then maybe at the end of the show, we'll just get you to play again.
Nice.
Okay. So, okay.
That'd be great.
So what's the song called?
Love Energy.
Love Energy.
Let me get a little situated here.
I may fall asleep now for this a little bit. Your music's so relaxing.
left this ocean. I found my own home, where the dirt on my ground is just as much a part of my home as the one that you own. I found my own home, where I am a seed that has grown, can no longer be tortured and dispersed and controlled by your evil ways. Because inside this land, I'm singing and loving, dancing and playing, eating and drinking with all the children of God, with all the children of God. YouTube is good. You can type in Walker Hayden. There's a lot of videos of mine on there, or Facebook under Quest Hayden.
Okay. Well, we're gonna play this two. Can we go back to back with the even though I split up? Can we go back to back with the Margaret Samu? Well, actually, I'm sorry. We're gonna play you a song first, okay? Then we'll go right into the Margaret Samu. Two interviews, okay? Part one, part two. Then we'll go into the Kid Rock song. Well, I'll introduce that afterwards, okay? But here is, now what's your song called?
This song that's about to be played is called Purple Sky, Red Rain.
And what's that about?
It's about, it's about basically addiction and recovery. Anyone who has had to deal with that or is dealing with that today.
And what was that personal experience why you wrote that?
Yes, it's personal.
So you went through addiction?
Experience. Yes.
How was that experience?
There were good parts and bad parts.
There was good parts about addiction.
Yeah, there
what
were
was
good
the good
parts
of addiction?
I had some good days, you know, but I had a lot more bad days than I had good days, you know.
How'd you overcome the bad days?
They just got so bad I didn't want any more of them, you know, so I just said I have to find a new way to do this, you know. But it's been a while since I've been doing well, and you know that motivation to change has really dwindled down, I have to honestly say. So I'm still kind of in that myself now, just trying to keep myself above water, because
sure,
you know, you can easily lose track just like I am.
Well, you know, we're on the fourth floor, so we're definitely above water here on the fourth floor.
Yeah. At least I'm on the fourth floor, you know, not the ground floor.
Exactly, you know? Exactly. And also too, when you lived in Boston area, you went to Berkeley, right?
Yes.
Were you going through addiction then or no?
I was, yes.
Really?
Yeah, I was doing well for a little while, and then the day I got there, it was just like,
wow.
Because the school just had a lot of that going on. I mean, there were even teachers there that were getting high and stuff. So
really, well, I mean, the music business. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it, it's funny. I mean, when I'm around peers that drink or smoke, I really do not. You got to have willpower, you know,
right?
So, you know, I mean, but though I don't know your name, Will, but I mean, I have power. Anyway, here's your song though. What's the song called again?
Purple Sky, Red Rain.
Purple Sky, Red Rain.
And the message is that we're all right in the end, you know.
Yes,
so
we are. Lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 69. Ben Stiller coming up. Adilla Bonds coming up too.
purple sky awaits me as I step outside to continue my search for good. For what's right. For love. But as the red rain falls, I drown in its evil. Pouring rain, aching pain, no medicine today, no medicine to take. You see, we all want the gold, but we never stop to see that the ring is fake. It's these pursuits of pleasure that we all take. But the truth is, it comes to us in what we make. It comes to us with what we make. We're all okay. We're all okay.
Welcome, everybody, for this edition of Talking with Derek, January, of course. And, of course, we're here at the Shalom International Ministries with Pastor Margaret Simu. Welcome to Talking with Derek.
Thank you, Mr. Derek. Yes. I'm happy to see you today.
Yes, and I'm going to re-debut this next week on the Derek Shapiro Show, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So welcome, of course.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, of course, you would tell me a compelling story, of course. You're one of our sponsors, of course, for the DSS TV station, the Derek Shapiro Show,
Yes. The
Jewish Internet Radio TV, and the Gossip Radio TV. And you do a service here every Sunday, of course. You're going to start the service Yes. Pretty soon, of course.
Yeah.
You told me a very compelling story about you converted from Muslim to Christianity, right?
Yes.
How did you become Muslim to Christianity, and why?
First of all, I heard about Jesus Christ from people, but I did not know exactly what salvation means. I just heard a word. But then one day, by grace of God, the word came and my heart was open. And I was in need of that word by that particular time, because I opened my heart to the Lord to come and stay in me.
Really?
Yes.
What was the significance of you changing, you know, to open up you to Jesus Christ, and why?
I changed from Muslim to Christianity because I saw the truth in it. And Jesus himself appeared to me, and he revealed it perfectly who he is.
So how come some people can see Jesus Christ and some people can't? Like, you saw Jesus Christ. How come others are still waiting?
Yeah, I just believed the word which was written, and when they were talking, the power of God came upon me. I cannot explain clearly, but I call upon the name of Jesus Christ when I was in need. In fact, I was seriously sick, and I call upon the name of Jesus Christ because I was told that he's a healer. And then when I screamed out three times, he came and took me and showed me the promised land.
So you screamed out three times. Why did you scream out three times for Jesus?
Because I was crying out. I knew that he's a helper to me. The hospital could not make it. My mother, my father, and everybody whom I went to visit, they didn't help me. But then when I believed that Jesus can help me, then I screamed out. And I screamed out three times, and then he came and he appeared to me by vision.
And why were you in the hospital?
Yes, I was, and I was about to get surgery the following day. They prepared me to get a surgery, and the doctor was ready. But then I believed that Jesus will heal me.
And you were in the hospital for, like, almost fatal, or?
Yeah, I was sick for 4 years continuously, and my mother went everywhere to look for healing, but we could not make it. And at this particular time, they said that they have to do surgery to me. That was the end, and my mother did not like that, and everybody didn't like that because it was a terrible situation. Now there was no medicine.
Sure.
Yeah, but when I heard about the word of God, I believed it, and I knew that this is the truth, and Jesus is exist at this particular time.
So with that in mind, you know, with everything that's going on in the world, How like, do you think more people need more Jesus now than ever? What's going on?
Of course they need, because Jesus is the truth, and there's no any other truth in the world except him. And I felt when I received Jesus, I received the love which I've never experienced before. And this love is everlasting. I love people more than I used to love them before. And I can tell that it's unconditional.
Unconditional
love. And that love is coming out of me automatically. I don't have to use strength or manipulating or do what. I just love people. And I didn't have that experience before.
Sure.
So I know Jesus is love.
Well, we're going to take a little short break. We'll be right back with Pastor Margaret Simu here at Shalom International Ministries here in Stone Mountain, Georgia. Again, here we're here talking with Derek here at the Shalom International Ministries here in Stone Mountain, Georgia, with Pastor Margaret Samu. And tell me, what country are you from?
I'm from Tanzania.
And your family's from there too, right?
Yeah.
And how did your family react when you become a Muslim to Christianity and become a pastor of this wonderful church over here?
Yeah, first of all, they did not understand, and I mean, in a terrible situation, especially with the family. I was separated completely from them, and they were looking at me like maybe she will leave the salvation after 1 year or 2 years or 30. The 30 years, they found out I'm still existing to the reality.
Right.
And when I had a calling of going to the Bible college, they said, oh, she will never come back because now she's a pastor, not only a believer.
Sure, sure.
I had a lot of problem with both my family, to my husband's part, because my husband was the son of a sheikh. So because I was the first one to receive Jesus, and I led him to Christ, so the attack came to me direct.
They attacked your husband?
They attacked him, they, you know, separate him from the family, and I was also separated from the family.
So, how long were you separated from your husband?
Not from my husband, but my husband was separated from their family.
His family?
His family, and I was separated from my family, so we were just living together, and keep on live by faith, believing that Jesus is the Lord.
But you got back with your family, and how did the transition back to the family happen?
Okay, because what we had in our heart was the love. We continue to love them and tell them the truth, that it's true that Jesus healed me, and you saw that he healed me. And my mother accepted it, my father accepted it, my sister accepted it. Slowly, the family accepted one after another by just showing them and love them according to the will of God.
So when you pastor here every Sunday, you know, 2:30 it starts,
mm-hmm.
What's your message?
My message is to bring people to the kingdom of God, and especially the ones who are chosen for the kingdom of God. They're used by the vessel by God, because I believe that many are called, but few are chosen to be in a gap and preach the gospel to everywhere. So we are here to train them spiritually, physically, and also mentally, support them, equip them, ready to go forward without fear.
And when other religions, you know, if other religions are hearing this today, watching this today, like the Jewish faith, or the Muslim faith, or the Christian Science faith, what do you say to other religions right now that's watching this today?
Yeah, what I tell them is that you cannot find any other truth from anywhere, any religion, except through Jesus Christ, because he is the truth. And you cannot find forgiveness unless you receive Jesus, because he's the one who have introduced forgiveness into our life. And not only that, he's the one who have brought love to each other, the genuine love, because I know when I was a Muslim, and I know now when I received Jesus, the love I have now is different, it's unconditional, it's not love everybody, it cannot count anything, you know, it's different.
Sure.
And salvation is for real, because what I received is the Spirit of God, and there was a change in my life continuously. I'm not the same as I used to be before. Now I'm a new creature.
Sure. Well, evolution, I guess, you know.
Amen.
Yeah. Now, in addition to that, where can people find your information? People want to contact you. How can people contact Pastor Samu here at the Shalom International Ministries here in Stone Mountain, Georgia?
Yeah, we are located in 5615 Memorial Drive, and the board outside is written Thrift Store with a big letter of
red.
Sure, sure. Yeah, 5615 Memorial Drive, and you can contact us with 678-887-6558.
Well, it's been a pleasure to interview you today here, part of the DSS TV station, the Derek Shapiro Show, the Jewish Internet Radio TV, and the Gossip Radio TV. Thank you very much, Pastor Margaret Samuel, of course.
Thank you.
And have a happy new year, of course, too.
Amen. The same to you, and may God bless you all, and we are inviting you.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Thank you.